Did you know that Australia currently generates more pollution per person than any developed country? Or that we produce significantly more pollution per person than India and China? And what's alarming is that our carbon pollution is continuing to grow at a rapid rate. Without action, it's expected to grow by almost 2% a year to 2020. So it's essential that we take steps to cut our pollution. The most environmentally effective and cheapest way to do this is through putting a price on carbon. We caught up with Minister for Climate Change and Energy Efficiency, Greg Combe, to find out how the carbon price will work.
Currently, the companies that are the largest polluters putting pollution into the atmosphere are able to do it for free. And yet we know now, and we've known for many years, that that pollution is causing environmental damage. And ultimately, of course, it'll cause serious economic damage and social dislocation. So what a carbon price is essentially saying you can't pollute for free anymore. You'll have to buy a permit for every tonne of pollution that's put into the atmosphere. And the pollution I'm talking about is greenhouse gas emissions, things like carbon dioxide or methane, but a number of other gases that are now known to cause harm as they increase in their concentration in the atmosphere. This is what's contributing to the atmospheric warming and changes in the climate. So essentially all we're talking about is putting a price tag on pollution. While ever it's free, big companies will go about putting pollution to the atmosphere. If there's a price tag attached to it, they'll look towards ways of reducing their pollution.
Importantly, the carbon price is aimed at boardroom tables rather than kitchen tables. So a carbon price is not a tax on households. Instead, the biggest polluters in Australia will be required to pay for their pollution. This creates a powerful incentive for all businesses to cut their pollution by investing in clean technology or finding more efficient ways of operating.
It is looking at getting the largest companies like coal-fired electricity generators or cement manufacturers or steel manufacturers or aluminium smelters, big large industrial entities that are emitting the vast majority of carbon pollution into our atmosphere, and asking them to pay for a permit for every tonne of pollution that they produce. And in Australia, there's going to be about 450 odd companies in the position when the carbon price is fully operational of having to buy those permits. And so it's just those companies, not households and people around the kitchen table, that the carbon price is directed towards.
So households, small businesses and many other organisations will have no direct obligation under the carbon price. And a carbon price will not apply to agricultural emissions or emissions from light on road vehicles. But the reality is that some costs will be passed on to average Australians by the big polluters. The government predicts that average household expenditure will go up by around $9.90, including $3.30 per week on the average electricity bill and $1.50 per week on the average gas bills. John Connor, the CEO of the Climate Institute.
There will be a pass-through, but it's much less than some politicians and business folk would have you believe. We teamed up with Choice and the Australian Council of Social Service, the representative of welfare groups who look after some who are doing it a lot tougher than others in Australia. And we commissioned the CSIRO and another firm to have a look at these prices. And they backed up the other studies that have been done that shows this will have an impact on inflation of around 0.6%. And they also had a look, though, of course, at the package that comes with this. By making these polluters pay, it makes revenue available not only to have some investments in clean energy, but also to help households.
To offset any impacts of the carbon price on our cost of living, the majority of households in Australia will receive tax cuts, increased assistance payments, or both. This household assistance package is targeted at those who need it most, such as pensioners and low and middle income households. Minister for Climate Change and Energy Efficiency, Greg Combe.
The government is spending well over half of the revenue that we'll get from selling the permits to the large polluters. We're spending well over half that revenue to assist households. And the average level of household assistance across the country will be $10.10 per week. We are making sure that low and middle income households in particular receive the assistance they need to meet increases in costs. In fact, the 4 million lowest income households will receive at least 20% more than the expected price impact on that household.
For more information on how carbon pricing will work and what's happening around the country to help reduce our carbon pollution, visit www.cleanenergyfuture.gov.au.
The Our Country, Our Future project is supported by the Department of Climate Change and Energy Efficiency.